Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Big news out of Seattle. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. The pips, the players, the hustlers, the hoop heads, the puck heads, and everybody else in between. Joe Ranieri is going to step up and in. And I don't know, who's Joe with? Joe's with Sports Grid. He's doing some weekend in-game live stuff on Sports Grid. I know he does stuff with Wager Talk, Sports Memo. You know, he's got his own successful podcast, the Joe Ranieri podcast. Joe's dipping his beak everywhere. So Joe Ranieri with us, our former co-host, every morning. We're going to get into the Russell Wilson situation with Joe. Pete Annapolis will join us. We'll talk more NBA basketball with Pete, former assistant coach with the UMass Minuteman, RDS television analyst. We'll get into some college ball and tournament talk a little bit as well with Pete. But the news, the big news today really is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, a relationship that is definitely fractured. The Athletic reports that Russell Wilson walked out of a coach's meeting in disgust with the coaching staff, that Russell Wilson has repeatedly asked for more input in play calling and player decisions and has been shut down at every turn, and that the relationship is basically to the point where there's close to being no turning back. Now, anybody that thinks that this can't happen, did you guys just watch this year's Super Bowl? Did you see who won the Super Bowl? Did you see who the quarterback was? Did you see the team that he was with? If Tom Brady can leave New England, right, and Brett Favre can leave Green Bay, and Peyton Manning and blah, blah, and Joe Montana, and we can go on, all right, it's not a matter if Russell Wilson's leaving Seattle. The only question is when. When is this happening? Is it going to happen now? Is this going to snowball and happen this fast? Or does it happen like next year? Is this his last year? It's seemingly inevitable right now. And normally players would come out and put the fire out by now. Normally an organization would come out and put the fire out. Well, Russell Wilson's agent, Mark Rogers, tells Adam Schefter that he wants to play for the Seahawks, but you know, if something happens, there are four teams that Russell will accept going to. And now the list has actually been expanded to six. We'll break it down on the other side. Bring it.
Since you were a little kid, you've always loved sports.
So have we.
One of us. One of us. One of us.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
BetOnline.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Full house here this evening. We appreciate all of our guests joining us. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Everybody tuning in on SiriusXM Channel 204. Our video platforms as well in the late night hours. We're talking about Russell Wilson. Seattle Seahawks would even consider losing and trading Russell Wilson. Except here we are right now. Here we are as this is something that's starting to snowball. All right. Now, this isn't coming out of nowhere. In the past, and in fact, last year when we were in New York, It was brought up about Russell Wilson. He was in New York. They were playing there. And he was asked about, oh, what's it like playing in New York? And he said, oh, I love playing in New York. He said, I love playing in New York. And I have great memories in this stadium. And, you know, one of these, who knows what'll happen. He basically insinuated that, you know, yeah, I'd play in New York. And, you know, we see this time and time again. Quarterbacks like this, they like the challenge. They like the challenge. The relationship with the coach, the organization gets old. And the fact is, does Seattle want to win? You know what I mean? Like, Russell Wilson's not getting any younger. Like, does Seattle, do you guys want to win? Do you want to spend money to win? It seems to me, no. It seems to me that Seattle are complacent that they did win. You know what I mean? It's like, well, we did win. We had success. So let's just ride this out. I can understand Russell Wilson's frustration. How much longer is Pete Carroll going to be there? Is the organization going to be aggressive and surround Russell Wilson with talent? And it's not just surround him with talent, but, you know, they don't have great running backs. The offensive line sucks. They don't spend money on defense anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you start to look at the big picture, you can understand, and I don't know, you know, Seattle, we see this time and time again. Look, man, the Green Bay Packers, all right? The Green Bay Packers drafted a quarterback in the first round last year, even though they have Aaron Rodgers. And then, you know, and then Aaron Rodgers is a jerk if he's going to leave first. How many times do these franchises, too, treat legendary quarterbacks like crap on the way out? All of them. Look at Ben Roethlisberger right now. Then send Ben Roethlisberger to the bus station with a one-way ticket if they can get away with it right now. And, you know, they're like, you know, the Steelers have to do the right thing, but the Steelers also, you know, the Steelers also would throw Ben under the bus if they could get away with it. I think the Steelers are classier than some organizations. Look at Peyton Manning with the Colts. Joe Montana got pushed out for Steve Young. The Patriots let Tom Brady go. So it's not a matter of if Russell Wilson is going to be playing somewhere else. You know, does it happen this year? I personally don't think so. But like Jerry Seinfeld said, you know, like Seinfeld said in the episode, it's like breaking up. You can't do it with one rock. It's like rocking a Coke machine. You know what I'm saying? You got to shake it a couple of times. And everything is getting shaken. If you add it all up over the years, even going back to like yesteryear, man, the defensive players never liked Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's never really fit in Seattle. There's always been problems in the locker room with him. There's turmoil with Carroll. Russell Wilson doesn't like the coordinators. He doesn't like that he doesn't have an input in anything. He's tired of it. He's running for his life all the time. Paul Allen died, the Microsoft rich dude. Now the organization isn't, you know, aggressive to win anymore. His wife, Sierra, doesn't want to live in Seattle forever. He wants the challenge of winning a championship with another team or living in a different market and just everything. So it's interesting just that Rodgers' agent says, no, he still wants to be in Seattle. But, and then goes on, you know, he goes on that the Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints, Las Vegas Raiders, Chicago Bears, because he has a no-trade clause. But those are the teams that are on the list that he would get traded to. Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints, Las Vegas Raiders, and the Chicago Bears. And there are now other reports that the Miami Dolphins and New York Jets are also. Basically, it's crazy. Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson both want to play for the Jets for whatever reason. And they see that the Jets have all this draft stock that they can actually do it. So it's intriguing to them. So I don't know. Is it about winning or does Russell Wilson just want to get the hell out of there? Why does Russell Wilson want to be a Chicago Bear? To me, out of all these teams, I think Russell Wilson's ends up. He's either going to be a Dallas Cowboy or a Las Vegas Raider. Maybe not this year, but next year type thing. All right. Do we have Charlie? Charlie checks in. We'll take a quick call before Joe Ranieri joins us. Hey, what's going on, Charlie? How you doing?
Not much. How are you?
I'm all right, Charlie. What's on your mind, man?
I just want to talk about the New England Patriots football team.
Yeah, bring it on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, I'll just talk about the quarterback situation.
Who, with the Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of cut out there. Oh, that's an open-ended question.
Yeah, I would like to, yes.
It's not, and thanks, Charlie. We'll answer the question. He's cutting in and out here. We like Charlie, but there's our adventurous phone issue. But I'll answer the question here, Charlie. The Patriots quarterback situation, I think the Patriots are going to draft a quarterback. I think they're going to draft a quarterback and start to rebuild. They don't have enough talent right now. It's not an instance, if you're the Patriots, where it's like, listen, we just need to get a quarterback and we're right back in this thing. No, they don't have skill position players. Now, they are going to have a bunch of guys back that opted out due to COVID. Remember, they had like 8 guys that opted out. But the Patriot quarterback situation is an open-ended one. There is a belief that you know, that they would take Jimmy G back, and that is a possibility. You know, there's so much quarterback questions out there right now. If San Francisco, which some people in the Bay Area do believe that San Francisco might just bite it and cut and let Jimmy G go and save themselves money on the cap, the Patriots could just bring Jimmy G back and not give anything up, right? I think there's a game going on right now. I can see the Patriots drafting a quarterback and then bringing in Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know what I mean? Andy Dalton, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Because like I said, it's not like the Patriots are, oh, let's bring in Jameis Winston and we're going to win. It's not like, oh, yeah, let's just get a quarterback. They have a lot of work to do, the Patriots. And I think Belichick gets this. So I don't think they're going to be running out. And, you know, I don't think the Patriots are trying to trade for Deshaun Watson. I don't think the Patriots are in the mix for a Russell Wilson. Will they be in the mix for an Andy Dalton, a Ryan Fitzpatrick that they could bring in and also draft a guy and then actually develop a quarterback? That's the whole thing. I don't think Brady's win diminishes Belichick's career. Belichick's a hell of a coach. Brady went into a great situation. But with that being stated, all right, Bill, can you do it again? He just did it with someone else. Can you not even just win, but can you bring in a new quarterback and develop this guy and turn this into something? Right? Joe Ranieri is actually a New York Jet fan, and the Jets are in the middle of all this. They're in the middle of Deshaun Watson. They could be in the Russ Wilson talks. Zach Wilson, Rux Wilson, Sam Darnold, Joe Ranieri coming up next.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Listening to the home of the winning edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here. Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit!
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, the Ranieris, and everybody else in between. As our old friend JR, Joe Ranieri, steps up and in. Joe, always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Gabe, I'm doing well, man. As a matter of fact, I just thought of you because I had the Toronto Raptors in town taking on the Heat there last night. So I was thinking of you, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know what? And I've actually boldly stated if the Raptors win the championship this year, which probably isn't happening, but if they win in Tampa, I'm moving to Tampa. I said, if they win, all right, I'll move to Tampa. If it happens. It's amazing, Joe, because, you know, I'm old school Expos. And yeah, as you know, there's talk every year about, oh, yeah, yeah, the Rays are moving to Montreal. And, oh, yeah, they're going to split the season in Montreal. And ironically enough, no. The Rays aren't moving to Montreal, but the Toronto Blue Jays and Toronto Raptors both moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shocking. Yeah, and I don't think it'll be much longer. I think the whole reason of the dismantling of trading Snell and getting him out and all of that, because they want to suck so they can get to Montreal. I do think, hang tight, I do think that's going to happen sooner rather than later.
I agree with you, Joe. I think it's something that there's the ownership group in Montreal that wants to make it happen. The owner, Steinberg, of the Rays wants to make it happen, and Manfred wants to make it happen. Everybody wants it, and the Players Association like Montreal, because as Joe knows, Montreal dance establishments, not salsa, but let's just give gentlemen's clubs, the strip clubs. Whitey Herzog used to call it the Chez Perret rule. Guys, stop going to Chez Perret.
That's what it's known for. And like, people in Tampa don't care. They won't miss the Tampa Bay Rays. It's become a hockey town, and now, of course, Tom Brady, it's a football town. So they really could care less whether the Rays play there or don't play there.
It's also a strip club town, though, isn't it? From what I understand, Joe, there's more strip clubs and within the Tampa like city limits than there are McDonald's or churches. Like, literally. They're like, no, like... It's actually like per capita, the most strip clubs per square foot. Is this true, Ranieri?
I've never been to Ybor City yet. Like, I spent a week there one night. It was fantastic. It is absolutely, Gabe, one of the, it's a hot spot. And it was jumping, from what I understand, at the Super Bowl, too. So it's a good time. It's a good time.
It was really jumping. I think too much. I think they forgot there's a pandemic. Even the NFL was almost like, yeah, listen. Yeah, it's the last game. Suck it. What are you going to do? You notice, Joe, remember like the Dodgers with Justin Turner? Yeah, we'll take him out of the game now.
The ninth inning. What do you want?
Yeah. I sort of got the feeling with the NFL at the end. We're like, yeah, whatever. It's a lad. We're not going to tell him not to party, right? We're not going to tell him not to party. I can tell you this, y'all. Like, Miami, and listen, you're, you know, you're a player. Yeah, you're a player. You're the man, right? So, you know, you fit right in South Beach, Miami. Look, you got the hair, the tan. Yeah, you fit right in. I've always thought that if I moved to Florida, Tampa would be my speed. I figured, you know what, Tampa, that would be my place. Strip clubs, also the birthplace of like blast metal and like American
That's
death
correct.
Metal. Yeah, like yep. heavy metal, strip clubs, partying, and
cigars.
Yep. Cheap sports tickets because no one goes to the damn game. Seems like there's a lot to like about the place.
Yeah, you could be center ice all day at the Lightning games, man. The only time it would be hard to get a ticket is during the Stanley Cup when they eventually make it again, because that's it. Otherwise, on a Tuesday night, you can go watch the Lightning pretty much anywhere you want.
All right, so speaking of which, let me throw this at you right now, because Joe's in Florida, but he is a New Yorker, and he is a Jet fan. So, Joe, it's amazing to me, though, you guys have a lot of decisions to make, and you actually have high-profile players who haven't said, there's no way in hell I'm playing for the Jets, i.e. Deshaun Watson has said, I'll play for the Jets. I'll go to New York. I'll play for the Jets. And now we're hearing reports that Russell Wilson is not against the Jets. I remember last year, Russell sort of flirted with New York. Oh, I have great memories in this stadium. Love New York and all that type of stuff. Are you buying in? Because, Joe, Russell Wilson hasn't come out and said, no, I love Seattle. Seattle hasn't said, we're not trading Russell Wilson. It seems like both Schneider and Wilson are just both watching this sort of snowball down the mountain right now. How do you feel? What do you think about the Russ stuff? And so what do you think about the Russ stuff? Then we'll get into the Jets. What's your take on this Wilson stuff? I think it's real.
Yeah, it's absolutely real. Listen, it comes a time in every franchise, Gabe, and you notice, even the ones that have been great for so long, look at what the Patriot is. At some point, you've got to look to the future. And it was always a question, at what point would Seattle begin to look to the future? And the answer is right about now, because the opportunity for them to be able to restart and to be able to do it, it's got to be within the next year. If Russell Wilson starts going the other way and you don't start putting players around him, or the whole situation's going to get worse, including for him. So I think both sides are looking at it right now and going, I'd rather be, and this is always a Belichick idea, right? I'd rather be a year too soon than a year too late. I think both sides are at that point right now.
And I also think, too, and we see Aaron Rodgers, where it's come up a couple of years in a row right now. I think we're seeing a lot of these legendary quarterbacks. Number one, Joe, as you know, they're competitors. And as you talk about from a franchise standpoint, I understand it. It's hard to rip the Band-Aid off. But these other guys like Brady, they're competitors. They want to show they can do it somewhere else. Not many of them can, but Brady did, right? It's that. We've been in the business, Joe, a long time. Hey, you know what? I'm going to a new network. I'm going to build this thing. You know what I mean? You get that rush. I'm moving to a new city. Let's go. And even like, you know, you're a middle-aged man, you're a grown man, even if you've been an MVP, even if you've won championships, that type of stuff drives you and keeps you going. And I also think, Joe, look how many of these legendary quarterbacks get thrown under the bus as well. Look at Ben Roethlisberger right now. I'm not saying Ben is a saint, bro, but he's one of the best quarterbacks ever. The guy's played with more surgeries than Jenny Jameson and Lisa Ann combined. He's won two championships. And now they want to push him off a cliff. Like, if Ben Roethlisberger went missing tomorrow, I don't even know if the Steelers would call the cops.
Yeah. No, I don't think they will. And we're still hearing that. Oh, look at what Ben did. That was when he was early in his career, when he was younger, and all of that talent. Antonio Brown had to go to Tampa in order to get a championship. They couldn't do it with Big Ben. The reality is, what is your choice, Pittsburgh? Because the minute you decide that Big Ben is done, well, then it's reset on the franchise. And I'm not sure that locker room is filled with a bunch of guys that are just ready to go, all right, let's rebuild it, because you've got nothing. Pittsburgh, that's the problem. They've always been so good. that you've tried. You know, you tried to get Ben Roethlisberger's replacement, but it's never worked out because you've always been too good to be that high in the draft to get his replacement. And I don't, they are going to get every last ounce out of Big Ben until he literally cannot walk off the field anymore. I don't think you'll ever see Big Ben in another uniform. It's going to be chips are in the table. They are all in with Big Ben. Like him, love him, hate him. They're not going anywhere but Big Ben at this point.
Joe Ranieri with us. So, listen, Joe, I understand you have to operate for the good of your franchise moving forward, but I also am a little old school, Joe, in the sense I still believe in a little loyalty. I still do believe in a little loyalty, as in, listen, man, Ben Roethlisberger's done a hell of a lot for this franchise, all right? And it's one more year. It is what it is. If we finish 8-8, we finish 8-8. And it's like, if I'm the Rooneys, I tell everyone, I don't care. Shut up. He's our guy. One more year. And, you know, you let it be known, basically. This is it, Ben. This is it, bro. Right? We owe you this. We're doing this out of loyalty. And, but that, you know, that doesn't really exist anymore. I mean, and like, look at Aaron Rodgers. They drafted Jordan Love. And then people say, oh, Aaron Rodgers is a bitch for complaining. Oh, he wants out. They drafted his replacement. Is he supposed to sit there until they decide, no, now you go, Aaron? Look at how many guys. So we've seen all these legends. Peyton Manning, Troy Aikman. We go down the list. Hell, Joe Montana got pushed out of San Francisco.
Right. Yep. And listen, Brady, the ultimate one-year remove. He wins it this year. And that's going to now be, of course, the benchmark for a lot of these guys. But I don't remember a time where Stafford's not a Detroit Lion anymore. Like, what? Like, here's a guy that still, we know he's still got a little left in that arm and in the tank there. Now he's going to be out west. We look at all these quarterbacks that now we're talking about Russell Wilson in a different place, but like Philip Rivers left, all of a sudden he's in Indianapolis. It's amazing to me over the last couple of years what has happened with these. You know, five, even 10 years ago, when we look at it, Gabe, we would have never thought a guy like Stafford would play with anybody else other than Detroit. Russell Wilson, never leave. Tom Brady, it's going to begin and end in New England for him. But that's not the world we live in anymore. And with all those quarterbacks coming out of the draft class this year, it's amazing to me what the quarterback position in the NFL has become, where you might actually have a chance to get a guy like a Matt Stafford type of situation, a Deshaun Watson. You might actually change your franchise's direction by going and getting that guy and not the guy in the draft. It's crazy. Yes,
you're right. It's amazing to me, Joe. There's so many quarterbacks out there right now, and the quarterback shuffle is so active. You have terrible franchises that have an opportunity to get a Deshaun Watson. They're going, oh, I don't know. Because we've got choices. Do we do this right now? I don't know. Look, Adam Schefter.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Carson Wentz. Yeah. Listen, Schefter and all these guys, all the NFL insiders, so to speak, saying they wouldn't be surprised if there's 16 new starting quarterbacks. Half the league. And would it be shocking if Wilson or Rodgers are gone? I mean, Brady's on a new team. Mullen for an area on the other side. Brandon.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There are 24 hours in every day,
1,440 minutes,
86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious
sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it. SiriusXM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the same network you hear Joe Ranieri breaking it down. Every Saturday, and of course you heard me and Joe break it down every morning for a couple of years, and then the pandemic hit and we've been separated. Joe's a very busy man. He's on all day. I see videos here, videos there, Wager Talk, Sports Memo, Joe Ranieri Podcast, Sports Grid. Very, very busy man. So we're talking, Joe, about how crazy this NFL quarterback stuff is. So let's get to your Jets here. So they've got Sam Darnold under contract for another year. They have the second pick in the draft. They have a Deshaun Watson who's put it out there. Yeah, if you trade me to the Jets, I'm good with that. I'll go play for the New York Jets. They have the draft capital to actually pull it off. They're one of the few teams that can pick up the phone and say, all right, Houston, let's do this. Here's the pick. You know what I mean? Here are our picks. Let's go. We can do this, and it will take, you know, 10 minutes to figure this out. We've got the stock to do this. Now, Russell Wilson supposedly is not opposed to it. Now, I'm not saying Russell Wilson's going to be a Jet, so let's not get carried away. But what are you doing, Ranieri? Are you keeping? Are you trading the pick? Are you keeping Sam Darnold? Are you saying, screw it, I'm going with Deshaun Watson? Are you going with Zach Wilson? Joe Douglas has a lot of decisions to make, bro. What are you doing if you're Joe Douglas?
Well, and here's the crazy part about it is, right, the Jets find themselves in a unique position where they can hit the refresh button, and now all of a sudden they can remake in this draft, they can remake their franchise for the next 5 to 8 years, right? Yeah, it's up to them how they want to go about it. If you go out and get a Russell Wilson or you make that play for Deshaun, well, you've got less options on the table because that's going to cost a lot of your draft capital to do that. But like what we've seen in many franchises here over the last 5 years is that it doesn't take 20 years, right? It doesn't take 10 years to rebuild and redo it. You got your new coach, right? You've got your new GM. You've got everybody in place. So now you either you fire sale everything and you build this through the draft and you keep Sam Darnold if you want, and you can still utilize that number two pick to get more draft and more value for it. Or you can just hit the get the quarterback that you love coming out of this draft. You still have all the picks in the world here to be able to rebuild this thing. You've got some quality players on the team in the years past in the draft. But the big decision for them is, do you think you've seen enough from Sam Darnold to warrant moving on from him at this point, knowing the kid has had, what, 5 different offensive coordinators? He was stuck with Adam Gase for the last year. Like, we never really gave him a chance. Do you believe, this new coaching staff, that Sam Darnold is something that can be salvaged, or is he a situation where we got to get rid of him? It's just, this is never going to work. We don't think he's that good. Once they come to that decision, everything else, I think, will fall into place because they can trade down out of that number two and get another 3-4 picks. They can really rebuild here like some franchises only dream of doing, but you have to suck as bad as the Jets have for as long as they've had in order to be able to put yourself in that position.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the rare times. One of the rare times the Jets are actually
leverage.
Yeah, they're the fortunate ones on the block suddenly. It's like, what do you mean? Crazy. Like, yeah, suddenly they've got leverage, as you stated.
Yep.
If I'm them, I don't know, besides Trevor Lawrence, if any of these other guys are generational. Like, you know what I mean? I would trade the pick down. I would do the Deshaun stuff. I'd shake it up. I'd look at it from the perspective of, guys, we have top 5 picks every year, and we suck. We've sucked forever. Like, we've got to do something. We're in New York. We can't, like, this is not acceptable. Let's bring in Deshaun Watson, as you stated, sign Allen Robinson, you know what I mean? Sign a wide receiver, bring this guy in, let Deshaun do his thing, and suddenly, you know what? We'll actually be on, you know, we'll be something. Like, interesting, you can remake this. But I think they're thinking long-term, and I get that. I don't think Darnold's the answer long-term, but I'm just saying I don't think Zach Wilson's worth the second pick in the NFL draft. That's just my personal opinion.
Are you getting anything more with him as opposed to what you have with Darnold already? Yeah. That's the problem. Either you go big or you rebuild. Either you're going Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, who has said that the Jets are one of his three teams. I think the other was the Panthers and the Dolphins as well. That's a whole nother story in itself over there with Tua. But the Jets have to decide what to do with Darnold first. If it is a long-term situation right now, building it from scratch, then I still trade down. If you're not sold that any of these outside of Trevor Lawrence quarterbacks are generational talent, then either keep what you have or trade down in this, grab a whole bunch of draft capital, and rebuild your damn franchise.
Joe Ranieri with us. I am Gable Morenci, Sports Rage Late Night, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. And I got to tell you, Joe, poor Tua. Tua's like an NBA player dating a Kardashian. And he's got the rest of the league coming after him and her every day. So Tua's just going about his business, and Deshaun Watson has openly stated, oh, yeah, I want to be on the Dolphins. Yeah, why don't you trade me for Tua? Like, you've got all these people making deals. And now Russell Wilson, oh, yeah, you know what, I'll go to Miami. And poor Tua's uses his chip, because it's almost like Wilson's agent and Deshaun's agent tell the team, hey, listen, Tua's good. You get a young quarterback, we go to Miami. Long story short, everybody's trying to steal Tua's job, bro.
Yeah, they just asked the Heisman winner, right? They asked him, well, who would you rather have throw passes to you, Mac Jones or Tua? And his answer was Mac Jones. Like, so, I mean, that tells you everything you need to know about Tua. The Heisman winner's like, Tua was nice, but yeah, I think Mac's the better quarterback. Like, Tua is just Tua, an amazing thing. Amazing.
If you're Tua right now, too, a lot of this stuff I'm often, it's just media talk and this and that. Tua was on a podcast. I don't know what podcast he did with a player or something, one of his buddies, whatever. He did a podcast recently, and they asked him, so what's the deal, bro? All these rumors. Everyone wants your job in Miami. And he goes, are you the quarterback? What's up? And Tua goes, I don't know. He goes, I know what you do. He goes, I see the same stuff you do online. He goes, I'm doing is working hard, just trying to get better. So they're not helping this kid's confidence. I'll tell you that. That's what I'm saying, Joe. All these NFL teams are letting their guys dangle.
That's correct.
No one's protecting anyone. It's like, let's just see which way the wind blows on this and what happens. So speaking of NFL quarterbacks and the wind blows, I wanted to get your take. I thought of you about, Joe's a big golf guy, so I thought of you about the Tiger Woods stuff. And speaking of quarterbacks, Joe, so evidently there are now reports. So he was on his way to evidently go meet Drew Brees and Justin Herbert, right, to play a round of golf and to teach them at a photo shoot. Tiger's not fully playing, but he was going to be at the course, etc. Playing with celebrities. Police have said, there's nothing to investigate. They're not pressing any charges. He seemed lucid on the scene. It's pretty convenient, though, Joe. It turns out they did not perform any tests. They just took the officer on the scene that he was lucid. Tiger got a mulligan here, bro. I'm not saying that Tiger was wasted, but you can see over the weekend, Joe, you saw his face. You know, long weekend, bender, woke up early in the morning. Reports are that he was outside the hotel, Joe, at 7 in the morning, and the valet was slow getting his car there. Tiger was a jerk to the valet guy, was agitated, sped out of the parking lot, nearly hit a car in the parking lot, a witness said, and then did this. You know, even reckless driving, Joe, in your opinion, did he dodge a big-ass bullet here?
Here's the problem I have with everything when this first broke. I heard jaws of life had to be cut out, car was rolled over. And we come to find out, 48 hours, like, none of that was true.
Conscious,
like,
this talking. Yeah, he was talking, conscious. Yeah,
none of it is true. Like, so I don't know what to believe. What I do know is last time we had Tiger involved in a car situation, he was basically stuck on the median here in Jupiter, Florida, with his wheels spinning because he had basically crashed the car into the median and couldn't go anywhere. He had sparks flying all over. His wheel was missing. And it all had to do because of pain medication at that particular time. I don't know what the story is here, but I find it awfully convenient that the story was made out to be this terrible rollover, almost death kind of situation, jaws of life. And it turns out, like, the car slid down a hill, like he missed the turn. It was an accident. And the sheriff on the scene is saying, well, we don't plan on any charges being filed because an accident's happened. It's not against the law for an accident. Like, you got the toxicology report back that quick that's your position here? Like, and it's also important to note that the area this happened in, guys, is probably not an area Gabe and I'd be allowed into. So I'm just saying that's it's Bel Air on the amazing, amazing area.
And also an area in which the California Highway Patrol stated that is known amongst locals for you must slow down.
Yep.
Right? And that's Joe, correct. You've been to California. I live there, bro. The coast is beautiful. It's also a death trap.
Yeah,
one minute you're looking, oh, I was in Santa Clara. Oh, my God, look at the beautiful beach. It's like, oh, my God, I just nearly drove off a cliff. You know what I mean? It's like.
Been back to Santa Cruz Mountains, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's all beautiful. And then you sort of look down. I told someone, don't look down because it's not cool. Like when you realize, like, if we fall off, we're falling into the ocean here, just for the record.
And if he was texting because he was running late,
time
seems to be the start. Then you're an idiot. First of all, with that much money, what the hell are you doing driving? Why are you behind the wheel of any car?
I know. I thought the same thing. I don't think he was wasted. I think he sort of woke up groggy, pissed off, got to get there a little late. I got to meet Drew Brees and Justin Herbert.
Yep.
Got to get there. I thought the same thing. Looked down at his phone and sort of accelerated at the wrong place.
That's it.
Because they even said, Joe, no skid marks, no brake marks.
Yeah, he hit it straight on. Yep.
So it was basically, I think that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Tiger Woods belongs in jail, guys, or anything. I'm just stating something happened. It was reckless driving. He was looking at his cell phone. He was distracted. He looked away. Like, there's something happened. Because you don't fly off the medium like that. You know, there's one thing, like, he ended up, like, pretty far from where he actually was. So, Joe, time just flew by. I'll let you out of here because I know you're in line right now for NBA Top Shot, right? Have you figured this stuff out yet? This stuff's going crazy.
It's going nuts. It's absolutely going crazy. My head is still spinning, as a matter of fact, to do that. But I do want to say shout out to our girl Sooner Lisa here, who's probably all excited that Jalen Hurts is not a quarterback in Philadelphia. I just wanted to tell her to slow down. Just slow down a little with these overrated OU quarterbacks, all right? Keep an eye on Oklahoma State this year. Just saying, throwing it out here.
Well, Ranieri's bringing the heat to Sooner Lisa. And hey, for the record, Joe, is an Oklahoma State cowboy that you are. The kid, that MMA fighter kid that...
That was so good.
Yeah, that beat up the placeholder of the Sooners has started a legal fund. So I figured all Longhorn fans and Cowboy fans will be chipping in. I figured I'd let you know. Kid needs some legal help.
I love... Great.
He needs $30,000. He needs $30,000, and he's up to like seven now. And I said last night, I'm like, man, he's got to tell Longhorn Nation, man, that you need some legal fund, buddy. You beat up a Sooner, they're going to cover it for you.
Exactly it. Exactly. That was the best video you will see in a long time, guys. Make sure you check it out. That video was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. The guy in the jean jacket, what was he supposed to run interfere? You got to look at it, guys. It's so Oklahoma, and it is so tough, guy. I can't even begin it. Fantastic stuff. Good for that kid. I'll add to his legal fund, man. Absolutely, I will.
Joe Ranieri, former Oklahoma State Cowboy baseball standout. Joe, always a pleasure, my man. Love breaking it down with you. Thanks for the time, bro.
Best of luck, Gabe. Good seeing you, man.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
L-E-T-E-N-B-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This
is the Winning Edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Three-minute warning, level two. Man, this show's just flying by. Great stuff tonight. Mo DeKeel with us. We had Teddy Covers, Joe Ranieri. Great catching up with Joe. Time just flew by. Pete Yiannopoulos going to join us. We're going to talk more NBA basketball. We're talking Russell Wilson. We're talking Russell Wilson potential trade and Big Ben Roethlisberger. As I brought up Big Ben, and listen, man, Big Ben is owed a lot of money this year by the Pittsburgh Steelers, but he's got 1 year left on his contract. And this is where you can't blame a Russell Wilson. You can't blame an Aaron Rodgers. You can't blame a Deshaun Watson. You can't blame quarterbacks when they see what happens to other great quarterbacks and how they're treated, right, on the way out. But if you're Ben Roethlisberger, I get it. You're a competitor. You want to play. You were an 11-0 quarterback at one point. You still think you can do it. Yet, I look at Ben Roethlisberger as like a UFC fighter who you're a two-time champion. You're a badass. You're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the greatest fighters of all time. And you're older right now. You're 39 years old. You're 40 years old, etc. And you've won your last two fights, but you got messed up good. like basically, you're Junior Dos Santos, bro, except you won more than him. Like, I think it's a good example. You know, Junior Dos Santos, bro, used to be, like, you know, one of the best, like, ever type thing. Now it's just another guy getting knocked the F out. It's like, bro, give it up, man. It's done. Like, and, you know, you even talk slower now and stuff than you used to. Like, you... Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I love George St. Pierre, bro. Like, after he fought Johnny Hendricks, he knew. He was like, damn, that was close, man. Like, you know what I mean? And some people thought he lost, whatever. And then he fought Carlos Condit, and he beat Condit, but he got kicked in the head, and he got knocked down. And he said after, he goes, man, normally I'm able to block that kick. He goes, I couldn't block it. And... then he got lost driving to his own gym like 2 weeks after the fight, and he was like, yeah, I'm done. You know, you don't need to lose your last fight or your last game. If you're Big Ben, you know, you can walk away. Bring it.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.